You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they thought they moved into an empty apartment, but apparently something was already there.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So if you have a real ghost story, you know how much we love them around here. Let us know about it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, get access to the archive without the commercials, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, how's everything today?
It's good. Hey, I got a question for you.
What's that?
How early would you say did you realize you believed in paranormal?
I can't answer that.
In ghosts
that.
Or spirits?
Because...
I mean, can you ever think of a time in your life you didn't?
Probably when I was really little, but I just don't have a lot of memories of it. But the weird thing is that we moved into the house in Nebraska. I was six or seven, and I was in first grade. But I do know that was the third first grade I went to that year. And
because we went to a lot.
We changed cities three times that year. But I don't remember moving into that house. I don't remember anything. I just remember that we lived there and it was haunted. So when I started believing, I don't know. But I do know when I was smaller than that, I don't remember having any experiences.
I don't remember ever a time in my life I didn't think there was something else. Even as a very young child, felt like something else was around me.
I could probably count memories. Maybe I have 10 to 15 memories before I was like 7 or 8. I don't
I don't ever remember being comfortable You know, and I know as a child, you know, you don't, you're afraid to be alone or whatever. But this was different than that. I often felt like there was something else there. And so I would say, I don't think there's ever been a time in my life I didn't believe in spirits, ghosts, paranormal, things like
that.
Well,
and just living in that,
Yeah,
house.
And then it was, of course, totally reinforced by that. But it's just an interesting question that I think that our listeners can just think, okay, so was there a point I could say that's when I started or then? I think I always did. I just don't ever remember a time I didn't.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like that just because at some point we moved into that house and I, like I said, I don't remember any of it. So let's go to our first story. It says, this is not a big dramatic ghost story, not like Hollywood. It's like little things that built up over time. And when I think about it now, it does feel like it was one long story that started in an apartment. We moved into the place when I was maybe 12 or 13. It wasn't anything fancy, just a small two-bedroom apartment in a bigger building that had probably been standing since the 70s. The town itself was old. People there always bragged about how it was one of the first settled areas, which is cool for history, but when you've got 400 years of life and death in one spot, I think some of it doesn't leave. The first night I slept there, I remember feeling like the apartment was full, even though most of our furniture was still in boxes. Not full like cluttered, full like when you're sitting in a crowded classroom. That's what it felt like. At first, it was little stuff. I'd be in the kitchen. I'd swear I saw a movement down the hallway. Mom chalked it up to shadows from headlights outside. My sister swore she heard someone walking around at night when everyone else was in bed. None of it was enough to freak us out too bad until one night I saw a light. I was lying in bed half asleep when the room lit up with this soft blue glow. It wasn't coming from a lamp or from outside. It was hovering near the ceiling, about the size of a baseball. My first thought was that maybe one of my sisters was playing with a flashlight, but when I sat up, it was clear the light wasn't coming from anything. It was just there. The weirdest part was that I wasn't scared. It actually felt calming, like being tucked in when you're a kid. I sat there watching it drift around the room until it faded away. I didn't tell anyone about it for a while, but then a few weeks later, my older sister mentioned that she kept waking up to a glow in the hallway. She didn't know what it was, but the way she described it, soft, bluish, it sounded exactly like what I'd seen. After that, things started feeling less peaceful and more off. One afternoon, I was in the kitchen making a sandwich, and from there, you could see straight into the living room and down the hall to our bedrooms. My youngest sister, she was about two at the time, was in my mom's room at the opposite end of the apartment watching cartoons. I had just checked on her before I went to the kitchen. As I'm spreading peanut butter, I saw her run across the living room really fast, like kids do when they're playing tag. She ran past the couch and into the hallway where our bedrooms were. I didn't think twice about it. I called after her, "Hey, keep it down," and I went to follow her. But when I opened each bedroom door, she wasn't there. I checked the bathroom, nothing. So then I went back to my mom's room, and there she was. Curled up in bed, her eyes were droopy, she had a sippy cup in her hand, and she was watching cartoons like she'd never moved. I know what I saw. I wasn't half asleep. I didn't imagine it. I chased a little kid across that living room who looked just like my sister. I didn't say anything right away. I didn't want to freak anyone out. But later that night, my older sister pulled me aside and said, "You're going to think I'm crazy, but I keep seeing a kid running around this place." Then it clicked for me, the blue light, the running kid, the feeling of being watched. It wasn't random. It was all connected. The longer we lived there, the stranger it got. My mom worked long shifts, so we spent a lot of nights just the kids at home with leftovers for dinner and the TV on. More than once, when the house was quiet, I'd hear giggling in the hallway. Not the kind of giggling my sisters did. This was softer, like someone was trying to imitate what a kid sounds like. One night, my middle sister woke us all up screaming. She swore someone had climbed up onto her bunk bed and was sitting there. She said she couldn't see a face, just a small figure outlined in the dark. She screamed, and then it went away. That same week, I started noticing our electronics were acting weird. The TV would turn itself on and off. Toys that had long dead batteries would start making noises. I remember one night sitting in the living room doing homework when one of those battery-operated dolls in the closet started laughing. I threw it in the trash the next morning. That's so creepy. Things like that built up over months. It never got violent, but it was constant. Then one night, I woke up around 3 a.m. I saw that blue glow again, but this time it wasn't in my room. It was in the hallway just outside my door. I sat up. My heart was pounding. I watched as the glow drifted into the living room. I don't know what came over me, but I got out of bed and I followed it. When I stepped into the living room, the glow was gone, but standing by the couch was a small figure. Didn't move, didn't make a sound, just stood there. I whispered my sister's name, thinking maybe she'd gotten up, but no one answered. Then the figure tilted its head. Slowly, actually too slowly, and I swear to you, when it turned toward me, there was no face, just a blank space where the face should have been. I ran back to my room, slammed the door, and after that, I begged my mom to let me sleep with the light on every night. I didn't care if my sisters teased me. I needed the light on. We moved out of that apartment a year later. My mom said it was time for a bigger place. But I always wondered if she'd experienced things too and didn't want to talk about it. Now when I look back, I don't think the blue glow and the faceless kid were two separate things. I think they were the same presence. And it could show itself in different ways depending on what it wanted us to feel. Calm sometimes, terrified sometimes. Oh, that's interesting. I don't know if it was ever really evil, but I do know that whatever was in that apartment wasn't our imagination, and it was there watching us. That's from Leslie. That's interesting how she put that, that it showed itself in different ways depending on what it wanted us to feel. That's interesting, right? Isn't it?
Yeah. No, I agree with that completely. I think that, you know, it had this glow, and then it just could kind of, you know, shift into this other form. But I don't know how I would have handled that slow head turn.
With no face.
Oh.
My God.
Oh my goodness. Well, this place had it all.
Yeah, everything. They did, didn't they?
They did.
But it seems to all be connected.
From sounds to things that have moved through. Even to the point that Leslie said that they'd chased the little sister. Looked just like the little sister.
Yeah, so it was mimicking her like a little doppelganger. Yeah. An adorable little doppelganger, I bet.
Right. But then heard giggling. But creepy giggling, like as if it was trying to imitate it, but it didn't quite get it quite right.
That's when I was like, okay, this thing isn't a kid at all. And I don't think it is. Creepy. I think it presented as a kid.
I do too.
But then what throws me about it is that first time when she saw the light, she wasn't scared. It was very calming to her.
Yeah. I was thinking about that too.
Do you think it's like it does that because it's just trying to get you off guard and to trust it, not be afraid of it, and it turns around and does something demonic?
Or was it demonic?
I don't know.
Or was it just trying to befriend you somehow?
And it's hard to be.
Just didn't know how to.
It is hard to befriend anybody when you don't have a face.
When you don't have a face, it's a deal, right? It is. It is. Just, it is an issue.
Just like, but, go, I got to get used to the no face thing.
You know, but was it really evil or was it just trying to be part of their lives. And it was just trying to navigate how it could do it. Well, I could laugh like the kids. I could act like I'm playing mm-hmm. like the kids. They seem to like the toys. I can make the toys go on or something. Even though it's creepy and they're not it's successful at it, was it maybe them trying to just be part of the family?
Yeah. That's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
But I know that Leslie...
sometimes it was like you said, like Leslie felt at first the blue glow was not frightening. It was just odd and whatever. But then sometimes it kind of stepped out of bounds and it was very creepy and very scary. So I don't know. I have a weird sense it was trying to be friends.
Yeah, they just
it's just need not to, successfully.
Yeah, they need to have a conversation. Look, here's a deal. You know, you successfully.
You need to talk to the mom.
You were a doppelganger. You know, you were doppelganging my sister. I guess you could say use it like that. But if you present, you have to have a face. You know, work on the face.
There is that. You got to work on that part. Yeah. But I do think that Leslie needs to talk to the mother.
I think it could be a very interesting conversation, actually.
I do, too.
And see if mom picked up on stuff.
Because that's kind of, you and I have mentioned that a lot in the show, that we felt like, I don't know, I think our mom was not telling us things so that we could continue to live there. So that maybe she wasn't so afraid of being there if she acted like it just wasn't happening.
I've never been convinced either way. I think that's a possibility, but I also think she was so wrapped up in her own stuff. She had this big wall built around her and nothing could get through.
That could be
just
too.
Once in a while.
But I do think it'd be worth Leslie talking to the mother.
Yeah, I do too. I would definitely do that.
And the other kids too. They were all involved in this. Get everybody together.
But that was one haunted apartment.
It really was. We've had a lot of people lately that call about things that were built in the 70s, and they all act like it shouldn't be haunted. It was only built in the 70s.
But Leslie acknowledged that this town itself was really old.
And I think Leslie hit the nail on the head. It doesn't necessarily mean the age of the structure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can have spirits come in from lots of different places, angles. I think the ground itself sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
You know.
I had just found that to be a very interesting story.
That was a ghost story.
That's truly a ghost story. Here is our next story.
Hi, my name is Amber from Texas. I had called in the end of last year when I first started my job at a mental institute, or rather a behavioral hospital. And I had some experiences within the first month of me working there. Well, I'm calling back to report some more things that have happened. This happened last night. I'm hiding in the bathroom, so I'm sorry for the poor quality and the echoes. I'm trying to hide from my son. But anyhow, so I was working last night, and a code 10 had been called on the adult unit. I was working on the Jerry unit last night, and my coworker had to respond to the code 10. The code 10 is where a patient is being highly aggressive. So she went and ran upstairs to assist them, and that left me on the floor alone. So I was making my rounds, and I had went down one hall, and as I turned around, I noticed a shadow dart across the hall down on the other side. And I thought that was odd, but there's a window there, so I was assuming maybe someone had pulled in, coming in from lunch break, though I did not see any lights. So I proceeded to make my 15-minute rounds, and I was going down the hall, and I heard a very loud, blood-curdling scream. It almost sounded animalistic. It did not sound human-like at all. So I cut in a run down the hall thinking that I was going to find a patient in distress. And as I made it down the hall, I started checking each and every patient room to see where it was coming from. The odd thing was that no patient was disturbed. They were all asleep. And none of them woke up as if, you know, they didn't hear it. And everyone was still asleep. They did not hear the scream like I heard it, but I heard it clear down the other hall. As I said before, I was alone. So instantly, the hair stood up, and I just got this weird feeling like I needed to run, like get out of there. So I was pretty freaked out. I don't know if that was just my own paranoia being freaked out at a mental institute, or if it was a feeling being given off by something. But I ran up to the nurse's station, and I got on the phone, and I called the individual that had went upstairs. And I told him, get back down here. There's something going on. I heard a scream. I don't know where it's coming from, but it's freaking me out, and I don't want to be alone down here anymore. And so she obliged and came right back down. And that's the end of my story. Thank you.
So do you think that was a paranormal thing? Because I would think a scream like that, it was so different for her. And it really, really upset her. And, okay. And she's used to working in that environment.
Now, as far as no one else hearing it, I think there's a couple options with that. She was really shook up. There's no question in my mind she heard it. Mm-hmm. This was not some made up thing. She heard this. You can tell by her voice that it was funny when she started talking. She said she was hiding. I was like, oh boy, this is not a good way to start a ghost story if you have to hide from it or whatever. But then it was funny. It was from her son. But with that said, okay, I think two possibilities. One is that you have a behavioral hospital or institution of some sort. You can have a lot of people that are on heavy sleep medication at night. So they may not, they just might not have heard that. Or true. B, you're sensitive. You hear things that other people don't hear.
It could go either way.
So I think we could have a couple things going on here. I kind of think the second of the two. I think that Amber is sensitive and, you know, her hackles raised up anyway. I get it. You're by yourself in a, you know, behavioral ward, and it's creepy at night. But she saw a fleeting shadow, which was a little odd, and it raised her hackles. She tried to debunk it herself, which we would all do. We go, oh, no, not, it's just a headlight going through, and it caused a shadow, and it's just me. But you know in your gut when that was wrong.
Right.
And then you hear something like this, kind of an animalistic, not even particularly human scream.
And she would have heard lots of different
screams. I think
screams.
It's her because she's sensitive and can hear and see things other people don't.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
This did make me think of last night when I was at the ER with our mother.
Oh, dear.
So I get there and our mother fell last night, hit her head. She's okay. But she had a pretty big gash in the back of her head. So I'm sitting there with Mom. It's like 9 o'clock at night. And there's this guy who just keeps yelling, please help. Somebody please help me. And people are just walking down the hall, nurses and stuff. And I'm like, somebody needs some help. So I look at Mom. I'm like, you hearing that? She goes, yeah. And so I get up And I asked one of the nurses, I said, does somebody need to help this guy? And she's like, he's drunk. I'm like, oh. Okay. So then he's like, a little bit later, please help me. I've fallen on my face. I have on my face. And I'm like, so I get up again. And like, I see this nurse.
Had he really fallen on his face?
I couldn't see him, you know, so I don't know. I don't want to go looking in rooms because it was pretty busy at the ER last night there in that little town.
Oh, dear.
And so the nurse comes in mom's room and she's going to discharge mom. And I'm like, do you need to go help that guy? Because he said he fell on his face. And the funny thing was that she told me way too much.
Oh, dear.
Well, he was drunk. He actually fell before he got here. That's how he fell, because he was drunk and he fell on his face and he has two black eyes, like really black eyes. And so he's here basically sobering up. But we gave him, I can't remember what kind of sedative they gave him. I'm like, is there some kind of HIPAA violation? I mean, you haven't told me his name.
Probably is, but you know.
But you just told me a whole lot about this guy.
So, but you don't know his name or any of
but the, I get that that just listening to that story made me think of that last night. Like, people aren't reacting to this. And I'm like going, that's why I asked mom. I go, and our mom has really bad hearing. I'm like, are you hearing that? She goes, yeah. So I'm like, okay, it's not just me.
Oh, no.
So I don't know, but I definitely think in that case,
I think she
she didn't want to be by herself. She had the feelings and go with
I think it was real. I just feel like Amber is probably very sensitive to the paranormal.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if you want. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive without the commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.